Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Robert De Niro versus Al Petrendo.
Hey.
Petrendo, baby.
Wow.
Wow. Young De Niro versus young Pacino. That's his name. Hey, I'm Jack. That's Miles. We're the young versions of ourselves. Yep. And these are some of the things that are trending. Somebody just broke Twitter with this poll. Who's hotter, young Al Pacino or young Robert De Niro? And I gotta say, both answers have me salivating.
Okay, yeah, I was gonna say it took you a second. Your circuits were so fried by the heat, and the pun is intended. Yes. That was just coming off your screen. Yeah, Ashley Reese at Offbeat Orbit asked a question that somehow got to this moment a 50-50 split on a Twitter poll with over 250,000 fucking votes cast.
That's wild.
She tweeted, at a wedding and having a big debate right now, please vote who was hotter, young Al or young Robert.
Yes. And it's...
I don't know what to say.
Yeah. So she is like, yo, that like it's crazy to me that anybody would say De Niro, like young Al Pacino was beautiful. Neither of these answers are crazy to me. When you look at
they're
I guess like,
they're both mid to me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I feel like there are some photographs. They both photograph extremely well, I would say.
Yeah, I guess for me, I'm not like, between the two, they're kind of like it's like the poll. I'm like, yeah, they're both about the same. Like I get that they were handsome young men, like you know, it, like most people in their youth, they had their physical prime. I think it's more just like how when super producer Anna dropped this in our group thread, I think a better question is who's hotter now? That's more interesting. There's more to work with there. Because I mean, Al Pacino looks like
at the various
man.
Points, you take the age, the young time period out when they're both hot, and then you kind of run through them as they age. And
yeah.
I mean, I feel like De Niro held on a little bit stronger. Pacino like went, like for instance, in Heat,
right?
Like Pacino kind of, like he has that thing that like thing that happens to aging men where they kind of start looking like old women a little bit. Like they start looking a little bit like my grandma after she had her like hair done, you know, like went to the salon.
Came back. Sure. Okay.
Yeah. Like that, like you know, puffy shirts with shoulder pads type. Like, that's the vibe I'm getting from Al Pacino and Heat.
Yeah, he definitely has, like, when, like, I remember, like, when my friend's mom, who always had long hair, did the thing as she got older and, like, chopped it off. It's like, you know, like, as I'm older, I just want, like, to have a shorter do.
Yeah.
The way Pacino comes out with that, like, coiffed hair, yes. He does feel like, try and guess who's working this new short hairdo. And it's me.
Serving Luke's, sir. But they're both amazing in that. I mean, Pacino's performance in that is like prime screaming Cajun man for no apparent reason. As super producer Brian and I were talking about before it started, like, there's, I think I learned this on the podcast Action Boys, but like, his whole idea for that character heading in and throughout production was that he was blitzed on cocaine the whole time. Yeah, and he, Al Pacino's character, had a major league coke problem. And
wow.
And that was like informing why he goes so big with every single speech.
That's why I have no control over the cadence or intonation of how I speak. Cocaine.
She got a great ass.
Okay, but Jack, latter day face off, old Pacino or old De Niro?
De Niro has aged into, this is like, for me, like, De Niro and my dad have aged very similarly. So,
wow.
I see.
Shout out to your dad.
Yeah. I feel like De Niro's aged well. And he just looks too much like my dad for me to be impartial about how he looks these
days. Pacino looks like he looks so out of sorts, like with his long hair and like way too many wrist accessories that he wears and scarves.
He always looks like he got dressed by accident.
Like, yeah. Or he's like this old guy who's trying to make it out here in a younger person's world and is just so overwhelmed by everything that he just looks like chaos. Like, if he feels like that tweet about Del Curry, like, you don't want to be out here.
You don't want to be out here.
Like, this is
like
what
he
it'll
just
do to you.
Got spun around 20 times and stepped out of a wind tunnel every time you see him. Like, he just looks, unsure of what's going on, but then brings it
I don't even know.
They were both very attractive young men. Al Pacino more conventionally, and De Niro had more of a like kind of different look to him, which is why I think where I think the people are kind of confused,
right? Because now everyone just kind of like every het dude in a major city looks like Serpico now,
right.
So in that sense, I guess he gave people an inspiration. But
they were famously competitive with one another and had to be very delicately handled on set when they were in the same film in Heat. And I'm just curious if they're aware of this poll. How many times have they voted? How many times have they asked their friends to vote? where are they at?
Marty. How did you get on Twitter and vote for me, baby?
Who is this? Dow.
he calls Martin Scorsese, even though De Niro is.
I know. Rob has probably called you already.
All right. There's a man by the name of David Nielsen who left Wall Street to work for charity, for a Church of Latter-day Saints charity.
Yeah. And him, a Mormon himself, was like, let me go.
So he worked for this charity and found out that it was basically being run like a hedge fund.
Yeah.
They told people, they accepted people's tithings as the main source of the money is church
members.
And
people don't know, this is the fucked up practice in a church where they're like, if you want God to fuck with you, okay, you better give me your money right now. And if you don't, I don't know what to say. And if you, there was a clip that was going viral recently of a pastor, preacher who was like, if a family is forced to decide between offering a tithing or pay for a meal, I would say make sure you give to the church first.
Yeah.
Because without that, there's no way to guarantee that you could have food on the other side without God's grace.
That's right.
Cool. So they took every
church tithings.
Member's tithings and made that into a fucking hedge fund.
Yes. The church collects an estimated $7 billion in contribution from its 17 million members
annually. Wow.
And they just basically, he's saying that once the money goes in, it don't come out. They're just building a giant
fund.
I love that it's like a non-profit. They're like, it's a non-profit. Okay. It's like, yeah. So it's charitable. Yeah, other business people, really. They're like, oh, so you're not like building churches or, you know, helping people spread the word? Not really. Because like, I like how this guy looked in. He's like, the only money going out is to other fucking businesses owned by the church or people associated with the church.
Right. So, I think if you could create a hedge fund that was able to grow its money tax free, people would be on board with that. But so they're taking advantage of that little loophole that people love to use in the United States.
It just breaks my heart when people of the cloth, religious people,
you never see it coming, you know?
You never fucking see it coming. That's what's so hard about living in this modern era, or since time immemorial, since people have been duping their parishioners. But holy shit, it's like such a finesse too. Like, this guy was just like, yeah, no money. Like, when they asked, like, when he asked people, like, if y'all not, like, if the money's not going out, what is it for? It's like, it's a rainy day fund, all right?
Yeah.
But then the rainy days were like, one of his, like, his bosses share this document at a meeting that showed $1.4 billion from the fund went to a mall being built on land owned by the church. And then $600 million was used to prop up a for-profit church-owned insurance company.
To glorify God.
Yeah. Hey, we're going
make
to find
more
God.
Money so you can make more money, you know?
That's like Kiyosaki says, it's about the debt that I have. Look at that, because you got to have debt to make money. Okay.
It is like, I do wonder how many, like, the church members, how many of them thought that, like, are going to be mad at this. Like, it's like when you find out that Harvard has a endowment of, like, you know, a small nation,
right?
And you're like, but is that what the people want who are giving the money? They're like, yeah, now our endowment's bigger than Yale's, and so that's all that matters. Like, is it just a dick measuring contest with other churches to be like, and we must be right because look at that. Look at that hedge fund.
Chingy. Yeah. Call up Chingy because whatever, I forget. Oh, because he's at the Holiday Inn. I was trying to remember a song by Chingy.
Yeah.
It's been too long. Yeah. Well,
Miles, it's been way too long for us and Chingy.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. He's banned from LA radio. Fun radio fact. You will not hear Chingy on LA radio.
Just for behavioral problems?
Nah, because he crossed radio stations with live shows, and like all the programming directors were like, okay, we're not going to play your shit. And then Chingy disappeared from the radio in LA.
Wow.
Yeah.
There you go.
My new podcast.
History Check of it LA.
Out. History the of Chingy.
Battle for Chingy. The airwaves.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a quick history of Chingy.
The history of Chingy.
Deep dive history of all things Chingy.
All things, yep.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
And we're back. And I guess just update on the Ja Morant situation. You know, he
has not learned a thing.
Has not learned. He was on Instagram Live in the middle of the season with a gun. Like, he was in a club on a team trip with a gun, and they were concerned. And so he was suspended, did a lot of like rehab in the public eye. Out of the public eye.
What are those rehab exercises like? Like, he picks up a gun and like, now put it down. Ah, yes. Okay. You are not a gang member. You do not need a blammer on you, sir.
Yes. Anyways, there was an Instagram Live over the weekend where he was spotted with yet another blammer.
Yeah.
The blammers don't quit.
No, they don't. And it's funny because it wasn't on his live. It was like his boy's like IG. Because, like, I think at the time only 100 people were watching. But there's a moment, they're, like, rapping to this song, and the guy's got the selfie video on, and he's, like, panning over to Ja Morant sitting next to him. And then, like, for 1 second, Ja Morant, somehow he goes from not having a fucking gun in his hand to then the next time you see him, he's, like, waving a pistol. And it's the like, friend realizes.
Like a comedic sketch.
Like, oh, it felt like a Simpsons bit. About right. It's, like, a gun just appears in his hands. We don't know how. Yeah. And his homeboy, like, tilts the camera down real quick. He's like, oh shit, that was in frame. But then you can tell he's telling Ja, he's like, yo, I'm live or whatever. Put that shit away. Yeah. And then he slowly brings the camera up like from away from his chest so that you can see the camera again. And he's like bouncing his shoulders and like there's no gun anymore. And you're like, y'all, they caught you in 4K already. Please stop with this. Please stop with the fucking gunplay in general. Like, what the fuck? Like, we don't have enough morbid shit going on with guns.
Yeah.
Like that. I mean, if he was smart, he would tell people it was an airsoft gun.
Right.
But that's why he doesn't hire me as his publicist.
Right. Does seem like there's the opportunity here because the video quality was so low. He could be like, it was a toy gun.
He's like, look, I've learned.
Lying is probably not but the Grizzlies have already suspended him.
Yeah. I guess like he could argue it's like when people go from smoking cigarettes to vaping. He's like, right. I went from holding real guns to airsoft guns. And eventually I'll hold a wooden, just a thing that's like a wooden L. That feels like a gun, and then I won't have to hold one at all. I'll be clean.
Yeah, it's like the patch for people.
Poor Memphis, man. They're fucking falling apart right now. They went from being something really exciting to now just a whole lot of problems.
Yeah. Well, McDonald's lost that Hot McNugget lawsuit.
Wait, what?
So a child had nuggets spilled onto their lap. The nuggets were extremely hot. The 4-year-old's leg was actually like burned to the point that there's like scarring. So McDonald's was sued and
a chicken McNugget?
Yeah. Well, so this is the like McDonald's is franchised out. So like
right. Just,
there's lots of opportunities for
people
you know,
to
an individual franchisee to have like a different, you know, policy or not some safety protocol in place so the nuggets come right out of the grease, like into
they take the basket and they just whip it at the customer fresh out of the fryer. There's like not even a box that comes in. Wow. Yeah. That's so like wild to even picture a McNugget that fucking hot that it would burn.
Yeah.
Like the hottest thing I ever had was probably like when they used to fry the apple pies. I remember as a kid, like
that
one time that shit fucked me up.
Yeah. I lost all of my taste on my tongue for my entire 13th year from one of those.
I remember that book you wrote, Things We Lost in the Fire.
Yes. But I don't know. This is being raised as like, once again, like McDonald's getting sued for stupid shit. Like, you remember the coffee thing was like a big story?
And I remember at the time in the 90s, it was like, oh, you're just trying to get one over. Yeah. And then when you like actually read, you're like, holy shit. Yeah. What? How? Exactly. Shit?
So just when in doubt, you're probably the corporation. The version that you're getting of like what happened with the corporation is not as bad as what actually happened.
Right, right, right.
So just generally, when the knee jerk is like, let's make fun of this stupid four-year-old for letting herself get
disfigured their legs.
It's supposed to go in your mouth, not on your legs. like when that's your initial instinct, maybe take a beat.
Maybe don't publish that podcast episode.
Exactly. That is actually why we had no episode on Friday. We did a whole episode just making fun.
And hey, shout out to Becca, Bay, Victor, Brian, Justin, Anna. Every one of the producers was like, you do not like want to spend 45 minutes laughing at this four-year-old's legs.
Yeah. But I was like, I mean, McDonald's has never steered me wrong.
Though I lost all this taste on the side of my mouth.
All right. Well, BuzzFeed closed the news division, but apparently they put all that brain power into making their lists absolutely hit.
Yeah.
Because there's a new one that is 19 non-horror movie scenes that scared and traumatized Gen Xers and millennials as kids. This is just like straight up down the middle. I'm sure I've read a version of this article five times before on BuzzFeed, but hey, they weren't just repeating it lazily. They were getting better because they nailed it with this. There are a handful on here that.
Well, I think they nailed it in that they basically trawled a subreddit for someone asking the question and then brought the answers here.
Which is all BuzzFeed is. Reddit is the front page of the internet and BuzzFeed is like, no, psych, actually, we're the front page.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
Reddit, so much of the viral shit you see on Twitter starts on Reddit. And like, it's always funny when you see like there's always people being like, you're just trolling Reddit and putting it on another platform. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so that's what BuzzFeed did. Anyway, the people of Reddit, they know what the fuck they're talking about. Because the very first one of scenes that horrified the first thing I thought of was the large Marge sequence in Pee-wee's Big Adventure. That's number one on the list.
That is the first scene I can remember like being like thinking about weeks, years after it happened and being
her face
like,
didn't have to do all that.
Yeah.
Right. It didn't. I remember it like, really why do you have to do that? Didn't have to do that. He didn't have to do that.
My God, why'd he go so hard? Yeah.
And I remember watching it last year, like on my birthday, because I was like, you know what? I'm gonna watch Pee-wee's, like, let me just get back into it. That scene still, I was a little bit like, I could feel my like heart rate because I like in anticipation for that part.
Yeah. I was a big Superman head when I was a kid. And I think I brought this up, like it just popped into my brain, I think, one day while we were recording. But in Superman 3, there's a part where a lady gets forcibly turned into a robot where just the weirdest. And again, it is like stop motion. Like it feels like it's being done with practical effects in a like I can still picture it. I don't think I've watched it in 35 years, but it has always been in the back of my mind, like since I saw it as a child. Like it really fucked me up. So that's on there. Never Ending Story, when the horse drowns in quicksand.
Yeah, that's sad. You know what actually fucked me up? Bambi, when the mom gets got.
Oh yeah,
that fucked me up bad. And that's not even like really horror or anything. I was just like the thought of like being abandoned by my mother. I remember it was so potent as a child. I was like, oh my god, I fucking hate Bambi. Other good ones, the E.T. decontamination tent sequence. Yeah. That one was really sad. I remember that.
It was sad, but it didn't like the images from it didn't live in my brain.
No, not like Large Marge. That shit is
Marge,
like,
yeah.
I could write that with my eyes closed and give you like a photorealistic sketch.
Yeah.
And then a lot of people said that the Temple of Doom was really scary, not because of its terrible racism, but from the scene where they ripped the guy's heart out.
Yeah, yeah.
Kali Ma Shukti Day, I was always like, yo, this particle is fucking hard.
Yeah, that part was just cool to me.
Yeah. And like in like Pankot Palace, even like the monkey brain, I was never like even put off by that either.
Yeah. Well, shout out to BuzzFeed again, just doing the best work out there by stealing shit from Reddit. All right. Those are some of the things that are trending.
Oh, yeah.
This afternoon. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We are back tomorrow with the last episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be Full kind one. To yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. Mm-hmm. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.